she's here. And how do you do it, woman? How do you go out into the cold and embrace that icy feeling?
Good morning, Frank. How are you today?
I am good.
I have taught myself how to do the difficult thing. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Don't you worry about me hearing you. Stop rattling the blimmin' microphone,
grabbing it
with your hand, like as if you're a pop star.
I was just making sure it was in the right place. God, you're very cross. Yes, I really have learned how to embrace doing the ice bath. So what I actually do is I have a bath on my veranda at my home. So I'm very lucky to have a balcony in my outside my bedroom. So when I get up in the morning, I do my daily practice. I do my meditation, my gratitude, which is what we're going to talk about today. I go to the gym and then I come home and I will get into the ice bath at that point. So I go outside and it's a cement tub, apparently. So a creative company who makes cement tubs made a sticker of ice bath and put it on the side of it, and people buy them now for ice baths. So you can imagine what it looks like. It's a tub and I totally immerse in the cold water. Now, there's no ice in it. I don't put ice in it. We don't really need to in this country. Although there are people who do, they actually put ice into the water. So
And just to use the old term from the big hit song, are you naked as a jaybird wearing nothing but a smile?
Francis, no. If I told you that I was naked going into the ice bath, you would have half the country. I would either have lots of people looking or I would have people terrified and traumatised. So I have my swimsuit on when I get into the ice bath. And I'm not in it for very long, but I will say I have gotten into the ice bath naked. I don't do it every day, but I have gotten into the ice bath naked. The purpose of it, Frank, is to give a shock to the system, so it keeps everything moving, your blood circulating around your body. It's a minor form of stress to the body, and then I override the stress. I overcome the stress. So when I'm getting into the bath and it's freezing, instead of, that's freezing, I will regulate my breathing so that I can remain peaceful in a stressful situation.
How long would you stay in?
Oh, 60 seconds max. I just get in, sit in, and then I look round the mountains or whatever and think, just be at peace in that moment.
What is that sheep thinking?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then get out. And then my reward is that the shower is waiting. And do you know, it has stood me in such good stead because it teaches me how to do the difficult thing. And I never want to get into it. There's never a time where I go, oh yeah, I'm okay, I'll get in today. There's always that feeling, I don't want to do this, but I always do it. And it really, really builds your mind. You know, you may have heard the term emotional intelligence being bandied about. Well, there's a difference between emotional intelligence and emotional fitness. So emotional intelligence is the equivalent of knowing how to do a deadlift in the gym, how to do a burpee, how to, do a pull-up. But actually going into the gym and doing it is what gives you fitness. So emotional fitness is really physically having the experience of doing a difficult thing and being able to override that. So many's the time when I have had to do something that I was nervous about, I've shared before about coming here and being nervous in the beginning and, going to do talks in places that I haven't been to before or whatever. And my mind goes to fight or flight because that's what the mind does. The mind is always protecting you from danger. So a perceived danger is being vulnerable in public. So my job is to override the system and to teach people how to override it. So would you ever do it?
I have no interest at all in putting myself through any trauma. Why would you, when you can go straight to the hot shower, would be my analysis of it. You're not the only person who does it. I know other people who do this. It's a sort of a form of penance almost. I don't get it. But you've given me a daily practice check-in checklist here about gratitude. Now, you were grateful that you're able to do, that you've the courage to do the ice bath, the courage to do what you do. And when you came in today, you asked me what I was grateful for. And I should tick this sheet, and it says, this morning I am grateful for. And I'm just wondering, you could put the obvious things, I'm grateful that I've in full health, thank God for that. But there's also a whole host of other things, like I'm grateful that I was able to go yesterday and ride a mountain trail with Philip McCallan on a knee bike mountain bike and follow that man down through death-defying turns and humps and hollows through Gosford Forest Park.
Did you do that?
I did that, and I'm thankful that I was able to get through it unscathed, because some of those guys who were doing it with him are so skilled. They are so amazingly skilled. I'm not skilled, so I was doing it quite gingerly. But the guiding hand of Philip was always there. What crack that was. So I'm grateful that I was able to do that.
So what I wanted to talk about, Americans celebrate Thanksgiving this week, so this is why I chose the skill of gratitude. Are you naturally grateful, or do you have to remind yourself to be grateful for all that you have, Frank?
No, I am grateful. Honest to goodness, I am grateful every day. First of all, for the job I have.
Yeah.
Because I realise that I've managed to get to this stage in my life, galloping.
And you haven't been found out.
Galloping towards 60 years of age. and I'm now in a position where, you know, my work is like a hobby. And so that is something to be very grateful for. Very grateful for.
Frank, I am not letting you off with that anymore. You are not galloping to 60. You're galloping to 70.
But on a serious note, I am so thankful for the work that I have. I was delighted on Saturday to be standing in Castle Court. Not a young woman, a woman of middle age came up to me in Castle Court and, you know, was very personal about the programme and thanked me so much for this programme. And then I began to realise what it means to individual people, a programme like this. So it's an absolute delight to be able to do what I do. So I get up in the morning, I am grateful for all the obvious things as well, for the things mentioned, like health and family and all of that. But everybody's grateful for that. As for life, I'm one grateful person.
Well, this is why I want to talk about it, because not everybody knows how to be grateful. People are not aware that they can be grateful and the value of grateful. You know, gratitude is not just a fleeting emotion tied to favourable circumstances. It's a deliberate practice that shapes the lens through which we perceive and engage with the world. You know, why is it important? Well, number one, it anchors us in the present moment. You know, a lot of people spend a lot of time in the distractions of future orientated and I will be happy then. And then you actually, if you keep doing that, you actually end up, actually, you can miss your whole life. So appreciating positives in your current reality really grounds you. And it's a powerful antidote for the chase more mindset, you know, when I get.
But that's a terrible way to lead your life, isn't it? You know, when I get to a certain age, I'm going to have, or if I get another, you know, half million earned, I'm going to be where I want to be. If you're not enjoying every day, what's the point?
There are all kinds of statistics around that suggest that it doesn't work. You don't get more grateful the more money you have. It just doesn't work like that. So that's not what gratitude is about. When you can practice gratitude, you know, even when times are difficult, that's why I do the ice bath. It's all connected because I'm teaching my mind how to be in a grateful state even when things are difficult.
But some people have nothing to be grateful for. You know, their life's a misery.
No, I
feel for those people. Like, you know, there will be people listening to this today who will feel everything's gone wrong in their lives. They've lost loved ones. They have lost their job. They don't have the money to pay for the next meal that they're about to purchase.
Yep.
Like, they're what are they thankful for? That they're able to put two and two together? That they're able to stand up and be healthy? You know what?
Yes.
So, but you're really begging people then to be grateful for something.
Yes, because when I totally understand that, I've been at points in my life where you think, what is the point here? Or things are really, really, really difficult. But this is what I want to talk about, is to actually, you know, build your skill in reframing how you see a moment. You know, the solution to every problem is the same. How can I look at this differently? Because if you can't do that, then you are the one who's suffering. But if you can, you see, your strength comes from the inside, not the outside. And this all can sound very trite and very, but it's so important to embrace this, that you could hear something today and think, well, she's got a point there. You know, that when you can actually turn it around, even the most difficult, challenging thing, that if you can give yourself some reason to be grateful, if you've got your five senses, if you can see, if you can hear, you know, we were talking, I'm going to the dentist after this. I'm very grateful that I've got my teeth, or that I can go to a dentist, that I can go to a dentist. It's all about how you've got, you know, if you've got food in your fridge, and I heard you earlier on saying, you know, some people don't even have food, but they have people who will give them food. You've got to keep reframing it, because when you develop the skill of being able to reframe that, you will improve the quality of your own life. And the quality of your life is up to you. It really is up to you. Does that make sense, Frank?
Well, it does if you can control those things. But there are many people who are in such dire straits that no matter how much you talk to them, they're going to think that this is pie in the sky.
You cannot control the outside event. You cannot control them, but you can control what you're doing in your mind. And when you know this, if more people knew this, we would have less trouble in the world that we're looking at today. If people were more able to be emotionally intelligent, emotionally fit, and able to deal with their emotions, that what's going on in the world today would not be happening. And that's the intention. We've got to evolve to that point where we are emotionally fit to deal with, you know, the symphony of life. And the grand symphony of life, gratitude, is the melody that makes each note more harmonious and your journey all the more extraordinary. Remember this, Frank. Our ability to manifest what we want in our lives is based on the frequency of the thought that we choose to think from. Our ability to manifest what we want in our lives is based on the frequency of the thought we choose to think from. And when you can develop the skill of being able to choose a different thought, then you are in control, and it doesn't matter what other people are doing. You keep your power within you. I'm not saying it is easy, but I'm absolutely saying that it is worth it.
But for some people, it's impossible. That's all I'm saying.
No, it's not, Frank.
Right. Convince me in 2 minutes how it's possible for someone who's feeling really bad today. It's easy for me. I feel good today.
Okay, so on a very, very simple level, think about something else. You have got this mind. See, people don't know how to think. People think that the thoughts just come and that they're not in control of them. But when you realise that, if I said to you, think about a dog, you think about a dog, don't you? If I said, think about a golf ball, you think about a golf ball. If I said, think about the weather, you think about the weather. You can change your thoughts. So you can change what you're doing inside your own mind. People don't know this. That's why I come here every week. I want people to understand that you can change your own thinking. And when you look at something differently, it changes. Your response to it changes. It's not the thing. It's not the event. It's not what's happening. It's what you're doing in your mind. Though I was speaking to a girl who actually became a client. She heard me on the radio a few weeks ago, and it was so interesting to me. We were talking about a girl who was frightened of going onto the motorway to drive.
Yeah.
And I said to her, well, it's not the motorway. It's not the motorway. If it was the motorway, it would be dangerous for everybody to drive on it. It's not the motorway. It's what she's doing in her mind. And this girl heard me, and she picked up on it, and she said, she's got a point there. Maybe I could change what happened to me. And she came to me in 2 hours. We completely rewrote something that was driving her whole life. And when she changed how she looked at it, the event hadn't changed, but how she perceived it had changed. And when she changed that, she was able to relax. And she's probably listening this morning because she's a big fan now. And She gets it. And once you get this, you can't not know it. You can't not know it. So does that make sense to you, Frank, that you actually have a choice in the thought that you think?
Yes, but as I often say, it's like the bus coming along and inside your head, the bus is going round and round the various stops and the doors open. And if you allow the negative thoughts on, well, then your bus is going to be full of negative thoughts. Whereas if you close the door to them, kick those people off and just have happy, jolly, positive people on your bus, then you've lots of positivity. So your bus is driving in a very positive way. It's the same thing, isn't it?
So that's what comes. That's why it comes back to the sheet that I gave you. That's what I do every morning. That's my daily practice. I practice conscious gratitude every morning. When I waken in the morning, this is what I write down. What I'm grateful for. Can you easily name three things you're grateful for? And when you do that, what actually happens in your body, you release different chemicals. When you think a thought, you create a chemical. When you think a positive thought, a grateful thought, you release oxytocin, melatonin into your system and you feel better. It's as simple as that. So practice gratitude every day. Get a gratitude journal. Start practicing gratitude every morning and every evening. Bookend your day with gratitude and watch how your life will improve. The Gospel According to Deirdre.
I am grateful that you came and joined us today, Ms. McGuire. Deirdre McGuire from DeirdreMcGuire.com.